What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
Whit Gibbs is the founder of Compass Mining, and Zain Al-Arakai is the founder of Pipe. In this conversation, we talk about the brand new partnership between these two companies that will allow people to actually finance mining equipment using Pipe's innovative recurring revenue marketplace. Ultimately, I think that there is going to be a ton of innovation around these technologies. Pipe is leading the way on creating a brand new asset class, and Compass Mining is providing a brand new way for anyone in the world to get in the mining game. I really enjoyed this conversation with both Whit and Zain, but before we get into it, I first want to talk about our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Copper. Since 2018, Copper has been at the forefront of institutional digital asset development. From award-winning custody solutions to creating the first truly off-exchange settlement function, Copper pioneers technology, products, and services in lockstep with a rapidly changing world. No other infrastructure provider covers as many assets across as many exchanges with the speed and security that Copper can offer. To learn how Copper helps the world's largest institutional investors secure their digital assets, head over to copper.co. Again, Copper, the unfair advantage. Check them out at copper.co today. Next up is Compass Mining. Compass Mining is the world's largest marketplace for mining hardware and hosting. With Compass, everyone can mine Bitcoin. Their team makes it easy to start mining wherever you want, at home or in one of their 23 hosting facilities around the world. Through the Compass Marketplace, retail miners can access mining hardware with similar prices and purchase plans as the world's largest mining companies. Compass miners own their machines, they choose whatever mining pool they want, and they mine directly to their own wallets. Miners who don't want to host their machines can order ASICs directly to their doorstep. Simple and low-cost hosting agreements coupled with best-in-class customer service are the reasons why Compass is the simplest and most popular way to mine Bitcoin. Start mining your own Bitcoin today by visiting compassmining.io. Again, compassmining.io. Go check them out and let me know what you think. This episode is brought to you by Bullish. Bullish is a powerful new digital asset exchange built for institutions that delivers the innovations of DeFi in a regulated environment. The Bullish Hybrid Order Book pairs the high performance of a traditional central limit order book with the automated market making. Powered by deep Bullish liquidity pools backed by the multi-billion dollar Bullish treasury. So you can trade with certainty and at scale across variable market conditions. You can learn more at bullish.com or follow Bullish on Twitter because the future belongs to the Bullish. Now, this is not investment advice. Digital assets and cryptocurrencies are high-risk products. Consult your professional advisor before dealing in them. Bullish's services are available in select locations only and not to U.S. persons. Visit bullish.com/legal for important information and risk warnings. Go check them out at bullish.com or follow at Bullish on Twitter. All right, let's get in this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Zain, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good to be on.
I know, dude. I'm super excited about this. As many people in the audience know, Pipe is one of my favorite companies because it is just absolute savages it takes to create a business where you create an entirely new asset class from scratch. And then not only create the asset class, but then scale it to the size you guys have scaled it in such a short period of time. So maybe let's start first with just like, what is Pipe? And how do you guys think about this creation of a new asset class around recurring revenue?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the kind words, honestly. I would say the way to think about Pipe is it's a way for companies to get non-dilutive financing through selling their recurring revenue. Because if you think about it, when you close a deal that's for a certain amount of dollars per quarter or per month, you're basically minting a fixed income asset. And because we're able to underwrite it on the asset level, on the contract level, we get better terms than oftentimes venture debt. And the way we look at it is that if you have a growing company and you have high revenue retention, you have a solid runway, there's no need to dilute your company as a first resort to getting financing to acquire cohorts of customers or invest in R&D or anything like that.
So when you think about this, there's obvious reasons. And for those that don't know, I think I want to hang my hat on the fact that I was the very first person to ever pipe Substack revenue, where I took the recurring revenue, I piped it, I got, I don't know, 90 something cents on the dollar. And then I took that and I went and I bought Bitcoin. And the whole idea was I could basically pull future cash flow into the present day and then use that for whatever purposes I wanted. I chose to go buy Bitcoin. But that was done via what I'm going to call the marketplace, right? Kind of the first product you guys launched. You're now launching an API. And explain the difference between like the marketplace via the API and why are you guys creating this API?
Absolutely. So they're actually connected. So the API is created because there's a lot of businesses that have recurring revenue that are not built on Stripe subscription billing or QuickBooks invoicing or something that has an API that we can connect to and pull your data out. So this is trying to serve companies that don't have one of the integrations we support and want Pipe to be part of their capital stack. So what we let people directly plug into Pipe and send us their data, and then we triangulate it with their bank account data and their accounting data to ensure it's fully accurate, fraud proof. And then we let people trade those revenue streams.
Got it. And so the first, at least customer that you guys are publicly talking about is Compass Mining. That's going to use this API to allow people to mine now, pay later, which is just a great name. Explain what's happening here in terms of folks who want to mine cryptocurrency. How are they interacting with the API? And what does this allow Compass to do for their customers that they previously couldn't do?
For sure. So before I even go there, I think one thing to note is that it's particularly interesting that it's connected to Bitcoin, because we know fiat is inflationary, highly inflationary. And I think what you did was a pretty smart and epic move. And I think because, you know, if you have the supply of fiat constantly going up and you have a fixed supply of Bitcoin, it makes a lot of sense. And that's why we're excited about this vertical, this partnership with Compass. And so what we've done here is Compass sells their hardware on installment payments. And that's basically recurring revenue on Compass's books. They then can register that through the API and then trade that like you did on the marketplace. And through that, they're able to offer, extend that financing to the customers.
And so when they
purchase the hardware.
Yeah. And so when they do this, basically what Compass is doing, to be clear here, is the API itself is not crypto specific in any way. Any business in the world could go and use this API, but Compass is using it very specifically because mining has this almost recurring revenue type model to it. And they're able to actually leverage this API to allow customers to come in, get access to financing, start mining, and then over time pay it off. But it's non-dilutive as well and acts almost more like a debt offering than it does any sort of equity dilution.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no crypto moving on Pipe. We're just literally the capital US dollar based. I think Compass is a particularly good use case, but we're vendor industry agnostic. So we have D2C companies that sell recurring subscriptions. We have SaaS, we have insurance companies, we have pro sports, et cetera, et cetera. Like, we're industry agnostic. We actually like the diversification because it makes our buy side, the investors purchasing these assets, really happy that they get really diversified on Pipe.
Got it. And so when you start to think about Compass, they've been doing this for a while internally, is my understanding, of using this to essentially help finance the miners. What have they been doing there?
So you're saying how had Compass been using this? It's when somebody makes a hardware purchase that they can't pay for upfront or they don't want to for any reason, they get into this installment agreement with Compass, and Compass then takes those installment payments and sells those revenue streams on Pipe so that they can purchase the hardware from Bitmain or whatever supplier they're working with and purchase the machine, send it to the customer, and then they're made whole, and then Pipe ends up collecting the monthly installments. And those are the fixed income streams that go to our investors, the buy side. And that spread is their yield.
Got it. And so when you think about this idea for Pipe, who's on the other side? Like, who's buying the actual recurring revenue streams, right? So when I went and I did the Substack revenue, or somebody does the mining, is this like Joe Blow down the street? Is this, you know, sovereign wealth funds? Is it anyone in between? How do I think about who's buying it?
It's a mix. So there's hedge funds, there's family offices, there's bank consortiums. I mean, we're offering a really attractive asset class. When you think about it, it has attractive yields, and it's tied directly to an end contract, and it's super diversified, right? Like, and unlike a corporate bond or something like that, these assets are not tied to general debt, general company expenditures. This is tied to servicing a contract. And I think that's the key here. And imagining having a portfolio of future recurring revenue diversified across Bitcoin mining, SaaS, insurance companies, like this is this to me is the ultimate fixed income asset on planet Earth right now.
Well, and when you especially look at the legacy fixed income assets that are absolutely in the toilet, right? I mean, just trash to put in your portfolio, this becomes even more attractive because there's the desire in many cases to get fixed income exposure. But if the legacy opportunities don't look so hot, especially on a real return basis with 8% inflation, now all of a sudden something like Pipe steps in and says, hey, look, we can actually offer you an attractive way to get exposure to fixed income. But also, I would argue, in a risk mitigated way, right? The risk mitigation actually is super interesting here. If you're buying up recurring revenue of a software contract or mining or something like that, compared to going and speculating on other types of debt opportunities.
100%. And at the end of the day, like is unattractive. I was listening to what you were saying earlier on the call. You know, as unattractive as holding fiat is, there is a world out there of banks, of all these neobanks and things like that. They need to power their deposit yield. And this could be a part of that. I mean, we're for any institutional investor.
Yeah. Have you guys looked at kind of on the mining side, what this looks like for individuals? Are they able to expand how much Bitcoin hash rate they're able to get access to? Or like what does it actually look like if somebody uses Compass's offering of the Pipe API versus if they don't?
I think Whit could answer that question. He just came on.
Hey, everyone. How are we doing?
We're doing great. How are you, buddy?
Good. Sorry for the delay, fellas.
No, you're all right. It's a big day for you guys. We're just talking real quick about the Compass customers as they use the Pipe API via your offering here. What does that look like in terms of what they're able to do that they previously weren't able to do?
Yeah. So ultimately, when it comes down to it, they can get on the site and instead of buying one machine, they can, you know, leverage this product that we've been able to launch with Pipe, our Compass payment plans, and buy 2, 3, 4 machines for $10,000 and spread the rest of those payments out over, you know, 3, 6, 9, or 12 months.
Got it. And so in that situation, obviously the recurring nature of the revenue that comes from Bitcoin mining is really attractive, given Pipe's business model. And you guys understand that really well at Compass. Help me understand in terms of what does that do to the returns or the Bitcoin that is actually generated via the mining activity? Does this completely demolish it and make it less attractive? Or is it still just given Bitcoin kind of mining environment today, it's still really attractive even with the payment plan?
I mean, it's very attractive with the payment plan. If you think about it, more today is better than more tomorrow when it comes to Bitcoin mining. So if you're looking at one ASIC that's going to generate you, let's call it $600 of Bitcoin a month, you can up that to $2,400 of Bitcoin a month for effectively the same entry price, and then just spread your payments out over the period of time to pay those machines off. So it can be very beneficial for miners.
Got it. I've got two of my brothers, Joe and John here. Joe, what question you got?
Hey guys, if you could just talk maybe at an overgeneralized sense of like how this differs from traditional buy now, pay later programs and what you guys are doing that's maybe different for the average consumer.
Absolutely, I can take that. I think the major difference is that because Pipe is underwriting things on the industry level, we're able to get better pricing. And because we're selling it to a consortium of investors that actively bid against each other, you typically, when we do this integration and we understand a business, we're able to get significantly better pricing than you would get with like a loan from a third party.
John? And I mean, significant is an understatement, right? Like when you're looking at it, cost of capital, I mean, even for a lot of these large miners who are going out and getting deals with some of the people who are providing financing, you're looking at low teens for the cost of capital. You know, with us, we're somewhere between 7% and 10%, depending on the length of your payback term. And in some cases, it's even lower. So it's been very attractive. And our customers so far through the pilot programs have responded well to this option. Just in the first couple of days, of offering this as a test through the Compass website, we saw about 18 million in piped, and that's what we call it, piped machines for those that went through the pipe payment plan on the Compass website.
Wow. John, what do you got?
Zane and Whit, I'm not sure which one can handle this a little bit better, but my question would be more about like the fees and the structure behind this financing and how that all works.
Sure. I can take that one. What we do is we pipe doesn't, so this is the thing. It kind of ties back to the earlier question. Pipe doesn't profit. We're not a balance sheet lender. So we don't earn more money if we charge a higher rate. And pretty much every other lender on the planet Earth or financer, they make more money the higher rate they charge. We're just simply a marketplace for this exchange. We charge a flat trade fee to our institutional investors. So institutional investors bid on the price. We lock in the best price and we charge them a flat trade fee.
Yeah, this is fascinating. When you guys start to think about this, like how big of size can people do something like this? If I show up and, you know, I want to do $100,000 to buy mining rigs, that seems like that's pretty plausible here. But if I showed up, I say, I want to do $100 million of mining rigs. Is that something that Compass could facilitate and also Pipe could facilitate?
I mean, we have limits based on each company we work with, and we draw them up and down based on financial characteristics to be a good fiduciary to the investors. But I would say I think we can go higher for certain industries than others. I think Bitcoin mining is interesting because you know, you have this hardware component. It makes it lower risk. So I couldn't comment on a specific trade limit, but we definitely try to scale up the longer we do business with someone and the better we understand it.
Got it. And then Whit, if I step in and I'm like, yo, go get me as many machines as you can, how long is it going to take you till I can plug them in?
So we have machines right now that you can plug in. And I think it's actually your home state of North Carolina. We've got some M30s that if you go to compassmining.io today, you can buy those and they'll be plugged in and online within 72 hours.
Wow. How much does that cost?
The machines are listed for around $14,000.
So if we drop $14,000 today in 72 hours, we could be mining. And at our $14,000, if we wanted to use the Pipe API, what could we get for the $14,000? Let's do a little deal here.
Well, if you just wanted to come and do it with the Pipe deal, then you could take that $14,000 and instead of buying one machine, you could buy, call it three. And then we could spread those payments out over 3, 9, or 12 months for you.
All right. And so if I got three machines now for the price of one, it's like a triple deal here. How much Bitcoin am I going to be mining generally given the current difficulty in hash rate?
Call it about $60 a day with all three machines. So $20 of Bitcoin each day per machine.
All right. Joe's got his calculator out ready to rock and roll. $60 times 30. Let's see here real quick. Hold on. Nobody's getting off this call until we get a deal done.
$1,800.
So $1,800 per month. But then on top of that, we would have to pay the payments. And Zane, do we have any idea in terms of if we piped that, what that would look like from how much Pipe would be borrowing from us back to give to investors?
Sure. So what was the cost of each machine again, Whit?
About 14,000.
Okay, 14,000. And then let's say we're spreading it over 12 months.
If you're in the audience, you better not front run me. I don't want any front runners out here.
I mean, it's too good of a deal. I feel bad saying it out loud. Now, let's see. So it's 1166, then add the extra time. Yeah, it would cost you about a $1,200 a month per machine. So for all three, $3,600 a month, and you're yielding $1,800 a month, right? How much were you yielding with?
Yeah. Yep.
So, but the beauty is that you pay back, you're done paying for it in 12 months. And after that, it's all pure profit for 5 years. So the analogy I like to think
so
of.
So wait, hold on. Cause I'm not smart. You two are too smart for me. Hold on a second. So I'm generating $1,800 in cash flow. How much am I paying of that $1,800 to pipe the revenue?
I mean, so
like, what do I get? Here's the short. This is like the dummy version. How much money I get left over after this?
So here's how you have to look at it, though, right? Instead of paying, you know, $40,000 up front to buy those machines,
correct?
You're paying $14,000, and you're starting to drive that that revenue in. So you're going to get that $1,800 a month. You do have to pay for these machines each month.
Correct.
So you're going to be paying $1,200 effectively per machine per month as you start to pay that back. So you're still going to have your same ROI principles when it comes to Bitcoin mining, only you're able to get in with more machines. You're still going to see an ROI on those machines over the course of 12 to 16 months, but you're going to generate more Bitcoin up front. So you're not waiting to generate more Bitcoin. Like a lot of people, they'll wait until they've raised more money or they've got more money so they can buy a new machine. Now you can start generating all of that Bitcoin from the get-go. And if you want to get out of more of your dirty fiat, you can do that and just pay your pipe bill off with the fiat that you're generating from your day job every month and convert that into Bitcoin faster.
All right. So when I go and I do this, right, let's say I do the 14,000, I end up with three machines. Do I pay additional money every month, or the money is coming out of the profits and that covers the cost that I have on a monthly basis? Or am I basically paying on a monthly basis on top of the initial $14,000 investment, and then after some point I break out and then it's profit?
So the latter. We never touch your Bitcoin, so we're not deducting anything from your Bitcoin. You get all of your Bitcoin to your wallet, we bill you, you pay for it. So you're going to pay for your machines, you're going to pay for your power just like you would if you bought your machine up front from Compass. So none of that changes. It's just more Bitcoin is going to be hitting your wallet every month for the same initial entry price.
Got it. That makes sense. So basically, this is a way for you to get more for less up front, and then you still have the payment plan of paying it off. It's just that now it's a way to convert the actual Bitcoin into to get the Bitcoin into the wallet. And then if you're smart, no financial advice, but if you hold the Bitcoin rather than sell it, then that usually tends to be a pretty good idea.
I mean, you're effectively mortgaging your ASIC, right? So you've got an income producing vehicle in your ASIC that you've mortgaged. So you're just now you have access to these financial tools that have been available to other investors for a long time that have not been available to retail miners until, Pipe started to offer them.
Yeah, that makes sense. This sounds really weird, but I have a friend. He's going to kill me that I say this. I'm not going to say his name. He recently told me that he bought a bull, like an actual like 1-ton bull with a couple of his friends. And I thought that was a cool investment, but I may have to divert my funds and not go buy a bull. And I may be coming back over here to this. All right. Where can we send people to find out more about this if they want to go and learn more about it or potentially participate and buy some machines?
Zane, why don't you talk about Pipe first, and then I'll direct people to Compass.
Sure. I mean, if you're interested in using the Pipe API, just sign up, get in touch, and I'd love to talk to you personally or anyone on our team. This works for any industry, whether you're SaaS, Bitcoin mining, DTC. So please get in touch.
Awesome. And then, Whit, where should we send them to find out more about Compass?
Yeah, if you want to buy machines today and get started mining in 72 hours, you go to compassmining.io, click that hardware tab right up at the top. It'll take you to a selection of machines. Select the M30Ss in North Carolina, and we'll get you plugged in 72 hours.
I love it. You guys are both legends. If you are interested in mining, go check out Compass Mining, and obviously Pipe. User, raise your hand if you're a user. Yep, I'm a user. I went and I piped that. Oh, look. wait as well. Exactly. Awesome, guys. Listen, thank you guys so much for coming on. This is huge news. You guys have been working on this for a while, so congrats on the launch, and I'm super excited to see everyone's reaction. Before I let you go, though, I got to ask. Since the deal was so complex, so hard to do, so much hard work, one of our sponsors is 8Sleep, and I sleep like a baby on the cold mattress. Do either one of you use an 8Sleep, or are you guys changing your sleep schedule at all?
Are you asking? I don't use an 8Sleep, but I'd love to try.
No. Zane, buy one, man. Come on. Pipe's like worth a gazillion dollars. Let's go.
I still sleep on the mattress I had 10 years ago. So Yeah, I will say the last thing, pipe.com/mining. Check it out.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. All right. Whit, any movement on your sleep schedule?
I'm excited to get more sleep. I'm still trying to get the family out of Eastern Europe right now. So I'll sleep more when I'm over in the United States again, safe and sound.
All right. I appreciate both of you guys. Anyone who's interested also, I just got told we have a URL. We're special, pipe.com/pomp. You can go check that out too. Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Oh. By by the way, that just means that we're ballers over here. Yeah. So you can go check out pipe.com/pomp as well. All right, guys, I appreciate you guys jumping on, and we'll definitely have to get a update a couple months from now to see how people have been using this so far.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, later, fellas.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. And if you're looking to try to transition to get a new job in the Bitcoin or crypto industry, we've got you covered. Head over to pompscryptocourse.com. We've developed a curriculum with the top teams across the industry. It's a 3-week intensive training program with over 50 events packed into that 3-week time period. Go to pompscryptocourse.com to learn more, and I'll meet you guys for the next episode.